Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and Oscar winner Hillary Swank is with us. We're so happy to have her on the program today. Of course, you know her from Million Dollar Baby, P.S. I Love You, The Black Dahlia. She's been in so many great things, and now she's in another great movie called Ordinary Angels, which is out now. Hillary, how are you?
I am wonderful, thank you. How are you today?
I'm doing great, and I just talked to your producer a couple of days ago, Andy Irwin.
Andy's wonderful.
Oh, man, he and his brother are some of my favorite people, and they are producing some great work. How did you get involved with this project?
I was sent this project about 2-3 months after my dad passed. And my dad being one of my most favorite people in the whole world, this just resonated deeply with me. It would have been my, hands down, the favorite movie I did. I mean, my dad's favorite movie of mine. And the movie dealing with the need for a donor transplant. Obviously, my dad was a lung transplant recipient. So there were a lot of deep kind of resonating things that brought me and made me think of my dad in this film.
I mean, so it sounds like this movie really did kind of find you, right?
It totally found me. I feel like if an angel in heaven could send something, it would. My dad sent me this script.
Oh, man, that's so cool. We're talking to Hillary Swank here on the National Defense, the new movie, Ordinary Angels. And it's funny, you know, I talked to Andy before about his casting selections. I mean, obviously, you know, if you can get Hillary Swank, you're going to get Hillary Swank. But I asked him before because, you know, all of their movies are faith-based and they're all true stories. And I said, so Andy, when you're casting, do your actors have to be believers? Do they have to be Christians? And he said, no, they just have to be open to it. And, you know, while you were filming this, did you kind of go through this with a different sense of purpose?
Well, I feel like my purpose is to be a storyteller that unites people through film. It's just been this thing. It's such a gift that I feel like I was blessed to do, and then to get roles like this that are a reminder of how similar we all are, and you know, how we need to come together and help one another and find good in another human, and whether we're flawed, and to find it in our hearts to help one another, and why we're here, you know, what's our purpose, and all of that. And I look back and I see the trajectory of the choices I've made in my career, and they're all kind of connected,
right,
in that.
Right.
You know, so for me, that is definitely, I'm very, very spiritual, and so every time I get an opportunity to tell a story, that impacts me in that way and reminds me of that.
It's so funny, too, how this story came about. I mean, it's a true story, but it got to Andy from Meg Tilly and, of all people, Dave Matthews from the Dave Matthews Band.
Yeah.
That's so remarkable.
I know. It's so funny. You never know where the next blessing is going to happen.
Right. Yeah, we're talking to Hillary Swank here in the National Defense, the new movie, Ordinary Angels. And you play this, she is just like a hellion. I mean, this Sharon from Kentucky, who is a struggling hairdresser in a small town, and she becomes the champion of this movie. And you did such a great job in portraying every part of her. And Andy said the same thing. It's just basically, we gave it to Hillary and she made it her own.
What a nice compliment.
Yeah, yeah, so nice. And I want to ask you about
I was just going to say, when you play someone like Sharon, you know, it's like your job is practically done for you. She's full of color. She's wears her heart on her sleeve. She's bigger than life. She comes in and she just like lives it up in every single way.
Absolutely. Well, and you do that in all of your films. I mean, that's why you're such a great great actor. Million Dollar Baby was such a great movie. What was it like working with Clint Eastwood?
It was like a dream come true. It was like a dream in and of itself. Like a dream, meaning like did it really happen? It's just, you know, he's a like one of the most extraordinary humans. He's obviously such a talent. He's fun and funny and witty, and he's everything that you can imagine.
That's so cool. Hilary Swank is on with us at National Defense. Hilary, thank you so much for the time. The new film, Ordinary Angels, in theaters now, and continued great success.
Thank you so much. Lovely to talk to you.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.